touchdown. Corbett, the rookie, from Boomer. He grew up in Garfield, New Jersey, 10 minutes from Giant Stadium.
But short of a first down, Wayne Corbett. Corbett was able to work free. What a move by Wayne Corbett.
Absolutely unbelievable. You're talking about a kid who is just all heart.
Welcome to the Underdog Jets podcast with Wayne Corbett and Robbie Sabo. And welcome back to the Underdog Jets podcast once again with Wayne Corbett. And we have our two Super Bowl teams. We have Aaron Rodgers talk, Lamar Jackson, although that's fading rather quickly. Derek Carr, who's going to be the quarterback, Nathaniel Hackett. It's been a while, Wayno. What's going on?
Not much. Like I said, watching these games yesterday to see who's going to make the Super Bowl. Wish it was us, but it seems like it's going to be a good one with the Chiefs and the Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles, they got a ton of talent. And, you know, it's starting to feel as though, you know, they're sort of the new villains of the NFL. Don't you get that sense with the quarterback or with the head coach nodding his head at the cameras and just how much talent they have and their fans, the obnoxious fans they have? It just feels like they're the new villains, you know, taking the reins over from the Pats a little bit.
Man, just based on, you know, what people said going into the playoffs, they were the only head coach quarterback combo that hadn't had a playoff win. But
that's true.
I mean, Philly fans are what they are, you know, just being a New Jersey, New York native. But, you know, I just saw on social media that they're greasing up the poles so they wouldn't be climbing on them. And then they were standing on the top of bus terminals and they fell through it. So they're going to find a way. But, they have a good team. You know, I'm going to root for the Chiefs based on the AFC and based on a non-Philly team. But it should be a good game.
And you see the Empire State Building, all that noise from yesterday when the Eagles won. The Empire State Building lit their building up in Eagles colors, green and white, and made it clear that it was Eagles colors, and New York lost its mind.
Yeah, well, I was listening to talk radio saying something like the old Barstool's person is doing social media now and trying to do something. I don't know. Whatever reason they did it for.
Money.
I was saying, it's not going to work. Listen, I think it was like 50,000 likes on the post. So whatever the attention they wanted from posting that, they got. Congrats to them.
Yeah, they certainly got it. Nick Mangold, what did he say? We're not friends anymore to the Empire. He's talking to the Empire State Building, as only Nick Mangold could, obviously. But
you know what, though? They were saying, I bet you if the Eagles win and they do it again, that people from Philadelphia will go to New York and go up in the Empire State Building because of that.
It's true. It's true. In a lot of ways, it's a genius move. I mean, it really is, you know.
It's like that guy in that one game, the DoorDash or Uber Eats guy, walked like right on the court trying to deliver food.
Yes.
Like, based on that incident and the post how it went viral, I'm sure tons of more people are ordering DoorDash and Uber Eats. A lot of stuff works, man.
Yeah, there's no such thing as bad exposure, right? Bad press.
No such thing. So where are we at with this quarterback search?
What do you think about Aaron Rodgers off the top?
I mean, he's one of the best to do it. I still think he has years in him. You know, on Tiki and Tyranny, they're talking about what has to happen for us to get them. And it seems like every reason they came up with points to us being able to get him. From does he want to redo his contract? Does he want to play this year? To do we have an owner that's willing to pay for him? To all these different things. And it checked all the boxes. And I see a strong argument why he will be the quarterback of the Jets next year.
Yeah, I see it too. And, you know, he was on McAfee's show last week, I believe. You know, saying things that it makes people excited that maybe he's thinking Jets. And the reports have come out that the Packers have interest in trading him, and it'll only be an AFC team. He gets along good with Zach. And, you know, if you think about it, that's a perfect situation for not just the Jets with Rodgers, but Rodgers and Zach, you know, a couple of years left.
Yeah.
Keep Zach, see if he could, you know, let Rodgers be the mentor. It kind of works in a lot of ways.
Yeah. That was two other reasons. One, they're willing to separate him and the him and the Packers. And the other one would be, would he want to come play in New York?
Yeah. He's a West Coast dude. Else,
like Vegas or something. Right. I know he's from the West Coast, but why would you not want to come play for New York for that owner, for that coach, for that coordinator, for that defense, for those receivers? Those all reasons add up.
And he saw Brett Favre do it, and he saw Brett Favre get treated like a king as soon as he came. You know, they gave him the key to the city. It didn't end well because Favre got hurt, but he was treated extremely well.
I think that Aaron Rodgers has a lot more in the tank than Brett Favre when he came to us at that point in his career.
I agree, because the NFL takes care of the quarterback a lot more these days too. You know, and Favre played in the 90s, got beat up. And speaking about taking care of the quarterback, Mahomes, the late hit, we now know it's the Eagles and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I was rooting for Cincy because I always root for the fan base that has not yet won a championship.
Right.
And since he's been there, but they haven't won a Super Bowl, and I just wanted to see them get over the top. I like Burrow, but such a shame that the game ended that way. I don't think it was as egregious as people think. The late hit, it is so hard to ask these guys. They're going full tilt pursuing to ask them to stop. First contact happened right when Mahomes stepped out of bounds. It wasn't crazy.
It was, you had to throw the flag. I know that you don't want to have refs take control.
I know.
But it's, you can't extend your arm. If you had it like that, but as soon as you extend your arm, I mean, you got to call it. I was watching the game with my son and my wife. I'm like, Mahomes is going to take off. If he wants the ball in his hands, he's going to make a play. And he could have went out of bounds. And he tried to get that extra yard, and the guy made the play. But I feel bad for the guy. He's sitting on the bench. He's crying, teammates are yelling. One was consoling him.
B.J. Hill, yeah.
And he has 9 months till he gets back on the field to redeem himself. So I feel bad for the guy, but it is what it is. It's a penalty.
Listen, it is definitely a penalty, the way they call it in today's game. I can't let it go. Like it wasn't as bad as people think is my only point. And would I have gone crazy? Would I have liked it if the ref said, listen, officials, we lay down the law, we go by the rule book, but in certain situations, you gotta sometimes swallow the whistle and realize, hey, if we call this, it's going to decide a championship. So maybe we shouldn't. I would have been okay if they went that route as well.
Yeah, well, there's no such thing as a little bit of a penalty or a lot of a penalty. It's not like running into the kicker or roughing the kicker, but he sold it. You know what I mean? He went flying.
He sold it too. He did, yeah.
He did sell it, but that game wasn't lost on that one play.
It wasn't. I'm just struggling with it.
I feel bad for the guy. I mean, you want everything to be like come down to just talent versus talent, coaching versus coaching, who makes the plays, but to come down to something like that, it's tough, but it is what it is.
Yeah, New York Jets super fan. What does he say? Kev, I don't know if Rodgers has a no trade clause. He does not, I'm pretty sure, but it's pretty common knowledge around the league that the Packers will work with him in terms of a trade.
They both want to work together on this.
Correct.
It's not going to be as bad as when Favre left. This is not amicable, but it's like, I want to move on. I want to chase another ring. You want to see what you have in Jordan Love. And, you know, our relationship has run our course.
Yeah. And the contract too. That contract makes it so they have to work together.
Her is not as bad as we would expect it to be based on the amount of the contract.
No, for the Jets, it would be fine because the brunt would be the Packers having to pay the guaranteed money.
Yeah.
But for the Jets, the salary per year wouldn't be that bad.
Woody doesn't care, man.
No,
Woody's
no.
Willing Woody. To pay to make the team better. He's the top option. And then you have to put it in the hands of Joe Douglas. Can he make the numbers work? And I believe he can. I believe Woody would pay. So I'd love to see him in New York. But this whole, I don't know how I feel about Namath saying if it would help, he would unretire 12.
Yeah.
For Rodgers to wear it, for him to come there. I don't know how comfortable I am with that.
That would be opening the Pandora's box right there.
What's that?
That would be opening Pandora's box right there.
Yeah, that would, I don't think diehards would want that, but yeah, good for Joe putting it out there to show how bad we want, you know, franchise quarterback like that.
Yeah, I think Rodgers, the perfect scenario is Rodgers says, thanks, Joe, but I'll roll with a different number.
Yeah.
LaFleur, we haven't spoken since Mike LaFleur, you know, is now with the Rams. What'd you think about that situation? Do you think the Jets handled it the right way? The only thing I didn't like, and I don't know if this is the case or not, I don't think it is, but the only thing I don't like is how much noise was made in a way where it's possible that Douglas and Saleh felt pressure or weren't leading the charge in making that decision, and they felt like someone had to go. You know, the performance, I understand now that he's not with the Jets and they hired Nathaniel Hackett. Let's get your thoughts on that too. But the whole thing with the offensive coordinator.
Well, towards, you know, the middle end of the year, just based on just simply not putting up points, bad play calling in the wrong situations and no red zone off. I mean, it just, I started saying, I don't ever want to see someone lose their job, but I think he needed to go. I think he'll do fine in another place with another quarterback, with another, you know, great playbook, but just not good play calling. So wish him the best, but definitely needed to change. And I don't think even having a franchise quarterback coming in, it wouldn't have worked. So yeah, they, you know, decided to part ways. He didn't get fired. Yeah. They treated it the right way. Saleh has history with him. So I wish him the best, and we'll see what happens with Hackett.
Hawk says Aaron Rodgers seems like the must-have at this stage. He checks all the necessary boxes, including the win-now potential and the fact we don't have to give up on Zach just yet. Yeah, it's perfect in a lot of ways. The only tricky spot is this. No one knows if he still wants to play, number one. And number two, do Jets fans feel comfortable in going the entire offseason without making that move? It might not happen until around the draft or even after the draft. So you put all your eggs in that basket.
I feel like, you know, they'll need to know before combine, draft time. And it's, you know, they have to decide to just tell me, you're our guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't keep a team waiting. But another reason people are like, oh, he's only going to give you 1, 2, 3 years at most, you know, to listen, even if he's there that long, they're going to be better. Those young guys are going to get playoff experience. All the good things are going to happen. Another reason you want to bring him in, it doesn't mean a lot of veterans. They're going to be willing to take like 80 cents on the dollar to come play with that guy and come play in New York. So people are going to follow him. Good veteran players are going to follow him. And that's just going to make the team better as a whole.
Hawk also says, Robbie, you did some videos, Zach's rookie year, breaking it down. Very high in his tape. I mean, that first preseason, he looked good, confident. Yeah. I wonder if you feel the same as I do, that with Hackett, he could click back to what we saw then. I think he could click back to what we saw with a number of different guys. Will a real good quarterback coach help? Yes. But more than that, he just needs to get his mind right. Like, that's my main thing. Get his mind right, get momentum, get confidence. And that's the type of coach he needs. And I hope Hackett's that guy.
Listen, when you come out and tell your teammates and everybody else in the world that you have no confidence in your game, that's bad. I'm not saying he can't get it back, but
it's very concerning.
We're looking at the situation, you know, last night. I mean, these guys waited their turns and Mahomes and got that experience and matured. You know, would it help? But is he going to get back on the field if we get Rodgers for a year, 2, 3 years? What are you going to do with his contract? You know what I mean?
Let's see this year. Kev Chatter. Refs, favored home teams to Super Bowl. One like in Mahomes and Andy going against the Eagles. Andy going against the Eagles is a great story. The two Kelce brothers, great story. But you know, there's no rigged games or anything like that. That's one thing that drives me nuts when I hear that stuff.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you could go and look at the, you know, the replay. The guy tried to bull, you know, the clock was running after a complete incomplete pass. They got a redo. The block in the back on the punt. Listen, mm-hmm. They missed calls. They made calls. It didn't come down to one play, one penalty. But, you know, sometimes you get those calls. But we've had years, we're the home team in New York, and we get no calls. So, you know, that's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. And listen, naturally, you know, just the way the human mind works, sometimes the home team does get the calls. And they're not, it's not intentionally done. But yeah, it was poorly officiated. I thought the second game was pretty good, and I called it out on Twitter up until that Mulligan play where they gave him a second third down. And once that happens, it was just downhill from there. Yeah. First game was horrible, and then the whole fourth quarter was horrible in the second game.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, even on that replay, they didn't get the third down anyway on the redo, but you know, then he had the
holding.
You know, holding, but it's just like, it just, my dog's back, it just deflated the Cincinnati crowd and the Cincinnati team. Like, oh, we stopped them. And even though they get it back, it just changed, man. It just changed the environment there and just the confidence, that swagger they had going, knowing they were going to get the ball, driving a win. So it changed a lot. And it's weird because they said it was too loud for them to hear the whistle. Which is usually when you're an offense team on the road, not, you don't usually hear that much crowd noise for a home team. You know what I mean? So I don't know how loud it was there.
Remember back in the day before the radio helmet with the quarterback, the refs would have to stop the game and tell the crowd to quiet down.
Yeah. The so the 15 yard penalty, if you don't be quiet.
Yes. Yeah. The road quarterback would, he couldn't hear, no one could hear anything. So he'd get up, look at the ref. Yeah. And they'd stop the game and tell the stadium it's going to be a penalty if you don't shush up. That's what led to the mic and the helmet with the quarterback.
That's the worst thing you could do. The more, you know, the more you say it, the louder they
are. Yes. Yeah. They're going to stop being quiet. Get out of here.
That's nonsense.
Verge Tibbs. I'll be happy with a full off season with Carr. I mean, that's the other option here. Listen, Lamar Jackson, I think it was a pipe dream. I never thought Douglas would go down that route. You have to change your offense totally. You know, I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan. He has done things in this league that I have all the respect for him in the world. How he handles himself on the field, off the field. Man, he has proven everyone wrong. But if you go that direction, I don't think people realize how drastically different it is for an offense. You have to bring in an offensive coordinator who does the same things Greg Roman does. What Greg Roman did for him is nothing short of astounding. And Garrett Wilson would not be happy. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, listen, you know, they had to throw that name out there. You want to give up 4 first-round picks? No.
No.
You can get Rodgers for a first. You know, listen, I listen to talk radio. I read the pod, you know, read the podcast, read, you know, they had to throw that name out there. I heard Cooper Rush. I heard Gardner Minshew. I heard Taysom Hill.
Garoppolo.
I mean, you know, just, they're going to throw names out there. That was the juicy one, but it makes sense that Carr or Rodgers is a great option. Garoppolo gets hurt. So I don't think that makes sense.
That is a big problem. Would you go with Rodgers in exchange for a first rounder or Carr if you got him for free? Which one would you go for?
I think Rodgers is a
Me too.
Step above Carr.
Me too. I'd give up the first rounder in a heartbeat.
For Listen, Rodgers. If he's not doing it where Davante Adams and Darren Waller and Hunter Renfro and Josh Jacobs, you know what I mean? That says a lot.
Carr's in the Cousins class to me, and I like Carr. It's just, when you can get a guy who's that much of a difference maker like Rodgers, you go get him if you can.
Yeah, I think Carr, you know, he's younger, but I don't want to say he just needed guys that's just not going to F it up. But at this point, what kind of year would have had if
a hell of a year? Yeah.
Someone like that, you know?
Yeah, dude, they would have been, to your point, just a guy not effing it up, they would have had a hell of a year.
Yeah.
Mike, I feel very confident it'll happen before free agency. He said he won't do that to his teammates, the organization, etc. He's talking about Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I mean, it could. It could. But worst case scenario, they may have to wait. But we'll see.
Yeah. I think another thing is, you know, you're saying, oh, we got to give up a first and this and that. If we're winning, that first round pick's going to be in the 20s. So you're not giving up like a lottery pick, like a top five pick for Rodgers. If they win, it doesn't really doesn't matter. It's worth it to give up a number 20 pick or 25 pick or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, and don't be fooled by this roster. This roster is as talented as it gets. And people get fooled because if you don't have a quarterback and you're 32nd out of 32 teams at the quarterback position, yeah, it's going to drag everything else down. So don't be fooled by that. They are ready. They are right there.
Yeah, you don't want to ever say, you know, they're one player away or they're one this. This is the big one. They get this one and they can fill the other holes and backups and hopefully some guys come back healthy. This is a big piece that makes you a competitor. Listen, every year it's going to be Mahomes in there and Burrow in there and Josh Allen and like Herbert's going to move. I mean, this puts us on level with those teams as far as quarterback play.
Are you starting to feel bad for the Buffalo Bills fan yet in terms of they can never get a break in the playoffs? They just can't get it done. Even if their team is favored the best. Are you starting to feel bad? Just a little piece of you?
I don't know. I like some of the guys on their team, but I mean, they're AFC East team, so certainly can't root for them. So no, I don't feel bad.
Yeah. Bills Mafia. Oh God. They can't catch a break.
Hey, shit. I don't have to go up there anymore. So I don't care. They're not going to give me a hard time. I can say what I want.
You could say I set you up. Well, you just had to smack it home there. Yeah, no, I wanted Cincy because their fan just hasn't had one yet. But we get Philly, we get KC, and Philly suddenly, my goodness. You know, I felt like Philly and KC too, to a degree. Like their fans were kind of like brothers to the Jets fan. You know, not never winning a Super Bowl, but KC hadn't done it since Super Bowl IV. Philly had never done it. And over the last 5 years, they each have one now. And they kind of left the Jets fan in the dust. So now they're kind of spoiled, rotten fan bases.
Yeah, I just, you know, what are we, 12, 13 years, no playoffs.
Yeah.
12, 13 losses in a row versus New England. We got a lot of bad streaks to end. But I have a feeling once we end them that, you know, the streak's going to go on the positive side. I think we get to the playoffs this year with that talent and getting some experience. We're going to be a perennial playoff team, you know, playing for a championship every year.
Yeah, I agree too, because everything, it's just, we're getting fooled. You know, 2 years ago, last year was the quarterback, 2 years ago, the injuries, we're getting fooled. The talent is so much better than we actually even think, I believe.
Yeah, I just, like I said, you know, the defense was really good. I mean, it kind of like wasn't great towards the end, but when you're playing, you know, on the field, you know, 60, 70% of the game and no break and all these different things, a good offense is only going to make them better. Seriously, I don't know how people realize that. If you just give them a chance to rest and confidence and know, like, if we give up one or two big plays, we're not going to win, you know, that less stress, they're going to be even that much better.
Early Super Bowl pick. We'll probably do a show next Monday too before the Super Bowl, but you got early thoughts on the Super Bowl. I think Eagles are favored by 2, the opening line.
Well, I don't know. I mean, who's offense? Like, you think about it. I mean, no, Hurts is not the elite though. You got Goddard, you got AJ Brown, you got Devontae, you got Miles Sanders. Who's the receiver? I mean, yeah, Kelsey, but who's going to make play a receiver for the Chiefs?
That's the problem, I think. I thought Cincy would have been a tougher matchup for Philly because Philly is so strong inside, like their interior lines. I mean, they're great on the edge too, but inside they're really strong. And I wanted to see a team with outside studs, tall studs, like Higgins and Chase. to make them play different defensively. And Casey doesn't have that. So they could put, you know, Gardner, I forget that safety's name for Philly all of a sudden. But that stud safety for Philly, put him right on Kelsey and double Kelsey. And I think it's a good matchup for Philly.
Yeah. I would double Casey all day.
Yeah.
And just try to let those guys, beat you. So, I don't know. I think, I don't see it being as high of a scoring game as you might think. And it's another game that's going to come back down to the final possession, I believe.
Yeah, probably.
Who's on the market right now? I mean, what's the biggest position of need besides quarterback? Definitely need a safety, some more
safety, O-line. Yeah.
Corey Davis will be gone. So
I think so. Yep.
We still need a receiver too. I thought we were five deep, but as it turns out, it's really, you know, Garrett, a little bit Elijah. Braxton might be gone. Corey Davis might be gone.
They could save, I think, around $5 million if they cut Braxton, $10 million if they cut Corey. So I think Davis is gone. I've seen a mock where if they have the first round pick, the 13th overall, someone had him, maybe it was Kuiper, had the Jets drafting that Ohio State receiver. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name.
Yeah.
Maybe someone could put it in the chat, but he's good. But I think going O-line with that 13th pick, as long as it lines up, O-line or edge, I think are the two, and then try to get a safety in the second or third round.
Yeah.
Tight end, too. I mean, they could use an explosive tight end, like a game changer, if it's possible.
The tight end, I like our tight ends.
I do, too.
For what they need to do. But, I mean, Joe Douglas comes with the line, offense, defense line.
Yeah.
So that's glaring. I hope Becton can come back.
That's healthy,
but that's such a iffy question. So, I think you go after, you know, a big lineman, you know, a franchise lineman, and then you find your safety. I don't know who's out there in free agency, but at receiver, I don't know. Like I said, they're not as deep as I thought they were.
No, they're going to need a receiver.
Yeah.
And I do like their tight ends too, but I'm saying if something lines up where you can get a game changer, that's the only spot.
Hold on one second.
Yeah. Tackle, guard, I mean, Becton and ABT being out, that's just, they only had ABT for 7 games this year.
Hold on.
Yeah, what's it's all up? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so fans, jetsxfactor.com, give us a nice rating and review. My computer's blowing up. I don't know if you guys could hear those notifications, but give us a nice rating and review at iTunes. Download JetX Mobile from the App Store and use discount code 80 for a membership. Our off-season simulator just got released last week. We've had a lot of people playing it, signing up.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you know what? One of our shows, like we did last year, we'll go through the simulator, me and you, and construct the team for a nice show. One of these off-season shows.
It says, Winker Bet, I think our young pups about to win offense and defense rookie of the year. Didn't that happen already?
No, it didn't get – I don't – it's coming up.
Did it come out like some –
It honors. So,
yeah,
NFL honors will be this weekend, the weekend before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The same weekend of the Pro Bowl, the flag football Pro Bowl, by the way. You excited for that?
No, I would have liked to say I was a Pro Bowler, but I would have played in a freaking pickup game at the park to say I was made the Pro Bowl team.
Didn't you go down there though? Didn't you go to Hawaii
Vinny,
you went to
Vinny when Vinny made the, Pro Bowl, I guess it was 98. He felt I should have made it, so he took me and my wife, and we went down there, and I hung out on the beach with his family and my girl while he was there practicing. You know, but I thought
you were in one of those I forget what it was, skilled competition or.
No, I've done those at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Live football and, you know, all those different kind of events.
Yeah, legend game. I thought it was Hawaii too, but I guess not.
My claim to fame, I picked off Randall Cunningham twice.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Randall.
Being a Giant fan growing up, that was a big highlight.
Randall. Hey, Buddy Ryan was a pain in the ass for Giants fans back in the day.
Yeah. So, in the hotel, you know, adjacent to the Giant Stadium, Parcells was convinced that Buddy Ryan was on the top videotaping his practices.
Was he really?
Yeah. So he used to put, like, at some point in practice, he'd put, like, the punter at quarterback, the receiver here, and like make stupid looking plays in case they were watching.
That's freaking funny. Joe Pekulik, what's up, Wayne? Loved watching you play. You are a true professional and leader. Do you think we get a rebound season from Mims or Elijah Moore? And that's another thing, folks. Elijah Moore, I said at the time, I hated it. The moment he requested that trade after the win over the Packers, they went from 4-2. Beat Denver, went to 5-2, and then it was kind of just downhill from there. But what do you think about Mims and Moore?
So Berrios might be gone. Corey Davis might be gone. So who's our top three right now?
Garrett. Elijah Moore.
Yeah,
you got Mims.
So they do need a receiver. If they
get rid of both Berrios and Davis, yes, for sure.
Yeah, and I don't see Berrios taking a pay cut because he just signed his contract.
Yeah.
And do they want Corey Davis? I mean, is it worth enough for Corey Davis, you know?
I think the only way he returns is if they restructure. And I don't know if that's going to happen.
You look around the league with some of these teams, you need a one, but you can have, you know, by committee, the second, third, fourth spot.
Yeah.
So I think it would be fun.
It would be nice if Mims could develop because he'd be the perfect body against, you know, opposite Elijah Moore and Garrett Wilson, that tall guy on the outside.
I still like to pick when they drafted him. Just another guy that needs not a new environment, but a new system, coach. There's a new receiver coach, you know, with Miles Austin gone. That might help, the coordinator. So, this could be a rebirth for him.
Yep, new O-line coach. It's going to be an entire – and listen, Nathaniel Hackett, he was terrible this past year in Denver as a head coach. He was awful.
Some guys are better coordinators than head coaches sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, Aaron Rodgers had his best years with Nathaniel Hackett as OC. He didn't call the plays in Green Bay, but people forget he called the plays in Jacksonville the stint before that when he had Blake Bortles and that team rushed the hell out of the ball. It was a great rushing team and got to the AFC title game. So, you know, he's been pretty good, and you obviously are familiar with his father. Paul Hackett.
Got nothing to say.
What's that?
I have nothing to say.
Nothing to say. Oh, I didn't even know how you'd respond to that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Nothing. No familiarity, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
So, hey, maybe it is Aaron Rodgers or bust, but we'll see. Nathaniel is his own man.
Yeah, listen, I've heard people say, why would you bring in a guy that obviously didn't have a good record? You know, Russell Wilson, you know, did terrible. Like I said, some guys are better just being coordinators and
runners,
you know, and he might be one of them. I'm not saying he can't be coach again, but look at Todd Bowles, you know, nice guy. It just didn't work out, but a hell of a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Raheem Morris, he would, you know, just some, not they're not ready. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
And when a coach could, like, if something happened with Salah or this guy, you know, they're just geniuses when it comes to that position, and sometimes it's difficult.
Motivation.
Yeah.
Motivation, relationships, all that stuff.
It's just different. So yeah. I think Hackett will do more than fine. You get Rodgers there and some of those weapons, you get Breece back. I feel like he'd completely go from a bottom 10 to a top 10 offense.
100%. One last thing I just thought of. There are some, and when I say some, a handful, and this was a topic 2 weeks ago. Tom Brady, would you be accepting of Tom Brady as the next Jets quarterback?
Why would I be accepting that?
I don't know. You know, I gotta get number 80's thoughts here.
Here's the thing. I like him, like, as a person. I like him as a competitor. I love when a quarterback yells in, you know, teammates' face just to get him going. And it's like, why would you get – listen, he leads by example. How can you not follow that guy? He'll take you to the promised land. But, you know what? You know, I'm a diehard Yankee fan, and we did bring in Clemens and Wade Boggs and Johnny Damon. And we accepted them. I did. But, hey, if he can come and we, you know, win a Super Bowl – that's fine. I do like them, but I don't know, man.
The Jets fans are really split, by the way. Like, I'm looking in the comments. No to Tom, LOL, Rodgers, Brady, or bust. See, some people are on board, some people aren't. It's really split.
I've been watching, my wife's making fun of me. I've been watching the old games on YouTube. Like, you could just type in New York Jets versus whatever in the year, and sometimes it's just the highlights, and sometimes it's the whole game. And they had a graphic of people that went from New England, the Jets, and back. It was like six players and like four coaches. So it's worked before, but he's the public enemy number one, man, when it comes to a Patriot playing for the Jets.
Yeah, the only reason I could see it being even feasible is he's such a, you know, competitive bastard that he only want to do it to stick it to Bill, to stick it to his former team.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't hold my breath. Yeah,
no, don't. Jets fans, don't hold your breath on that. I think it's not Rodgers or bust. It's Rodgers, you know, Carr. You don't know who else they could think of, but I think Woody and you know, and Christopher, if the best option is Aaron Rodgers and he wants to come there, they will make it happen. I trust in that they're going to make that happen.
Yeah, same here. All right, Jets fans, we will try to come back next Monday, do one more show before the Super Bowl, maybe get into some odds. Again, jetsixfactor.com, use discount code 80, and Wayne, take us home.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we didn't do too much of a recap on the year, just the way it ended, but maybe at some point we'll just do like a, you know, roster construction, and we'll go over a little bit about pluses and minuses for those players and give our final grades for the year and all three facets, coaching and all that stuff.
But, 100%. We'll go through the simulator and see what Wayne would do to build the Jets this offseason.
Yeah, we'll do a lot of fun stuff, live meet and greet giveaways. So appreciate everybody tuning in, and more next week.
All right, Jets fans, we'll catch you later.